Okay, now we're ready for the last part of our discussion of Freddie Mac's and Fannie Mae's risk management strategy. By the way, don't feel like I've covered everything here. There are a lot of details about, especially about how the underwriting standards are met and so on. I mean, if the written seller guides went on for dozens and dozens of pages. How an appraisal gets done. There's just an incredible amount of effort involved in kind of standardizing these procedures. And I'm being very brief and very terse in describing this. I'm only describing it kind of a high general level. So the things I want to talk about today are servicer management and loss mitigation. So the servicer is the, after the loan is sold, the servicer is the agent that processes the payments for Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. So you have the borrower making payments, and they go to the servicer. It passes them through to Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae, let's say Freddie, and then Freddie then pays those payments out to security holders. Okay, so there's this whole process of money going through here. And so what Freddie and Fannie want the servicer to do are things like make sure that the payments are accurate. They want to make sure that things like that insurance gets paid. Right, because the borrower's payment includes payment for homeowner's insurance typically, and they want to make sure that taxes get paid, again, because the borrower's payments includes taxes and so on. And finally, when the if the borrower doesn't make their payment on time, then the Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae want the servicer to contact the borrower and take the steps that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae put in their manual to try to bring the borrower back into a position of paying and making current payments. So the servicer is acting as an agent of Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae. What the servicer gets is what's called a servicing fee. It might be, let's say, 15 basis points. So if the borrower makes a, let's say has an interest rate of 4.50%, the servicer will have to pass through only 4.35%, and they can retain the other 15 basis points as a fee to compensate them for the cost of the servicing. So what servicer management involves is giving precise instructions to servicers about what's expected. So there's known as the servicer guide or the servicer manual that tells servicers exactly what's required of them. Then the fee is their incentive for carrying out those instructions, and then pulling servicing, that is, taking this servicing away from one servicer and transferring it to another, is kind of the stick that Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae hold over a servicer. So if the servicer does a poor job of following the instructions, Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae can do what's called pulling servicing. They can take the take the entire batch of loans, which might be, you know, thousands of loans from the servicer, and say, no, we're going to give those the servicing responsibilities to somebody else who can be do a better job of following our instructions. So that's the ultimate stick that that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae have. A major function of the servicer acting as Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae's agent is this issue of loss mitigation. Can you, once a borrower is late in their payments, can you do a good job of either getting the borrower current or quickly reaching a settlement, going to foreclosure or a short sale or what have you? So there's this whole category of loss mitigation, and again, there's a whole set of instructions about what Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae want servicers to do in cases where borrowers aren't making their payments current. And there will be some, so Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae's servicer management departments will be keeping an eye on servicers and seeing which servicers might be failing to follow through on their obligations to follow instructions to minimize losses. So this is another business practice that you probably wouldn't think a whole lot about if you were just sitting in an academic office designing a housing finance system, but this is actually an important, expensive business process, a process that requires a lot of detail work, which I'm not really getting into here, in order to execute properly, in order to make sure that servicing is done properly. So I'll just leave it at that.